Rick's blog, 4th of February 2020. Back in January, I spent a few days totting up how far I had driven to work out the efficiency of my Playmobil car. Yeah, I'm new to this driving thing. Instead of trying to work out my routes, why not just take photos of that thing on the dashboard that records the distance travelled? Duh. So I did. On the 18th of January, after having filled up, the counter read 369.9 kilometres, we'll say 370. I next filled up 9 days later on the 27th of January at 8.35 in the morning, when the tank was supposedly a little over a quarter full and I had done 639.9 kilometres, 640 we'll call that. That fill was 8.84 litres and cost 12.46, which means it was €1.409 per litre. The next fill was this evening, the 4th of February, again 9 days, when my tank was between a quarter and a half full and I travelled 882.8 kilometres, which we'll call 883. And with a cheaper price of €1.369 per litre, it was 7.7 litres, which cost me €10.54. Okay, the first observation is that I don't appear to have a 16 litre tank. It looks like either the level sensor is horribly wrong, or it's about 12 litres, which is actually pretty tiny. If you consider a 6-pack of 2-litre bottled water is that much. However, the first fill, metre a little over quarter, took me 270 kilometres, while the second fill, the metre between quarter and half, took me 243 kilometres. Therefore, as a rule of thumb, I should expect to get about 100 kilometres per quarter of the tank, with an autonomy of around 400 kilometres, which is what I was expecting. But note that actually trying to do 400 kilometres does mean risking running dry. Having said that, if I should feel so inclined to want to drive to Cleason, it's 100 kilometres there and 100 back. So it's perfectly possible to do that from a fill and not have to panic over running out. I can't really imagine wanting to go much further, as that would mean around 5 hours of driving. My concentration struggles with 5 minutes, to do 5 hours would need a lot of tea and mental TLC afterwards. When it comes to working out the cost, it's as difficult as petrol prices are more volatile than Bitcoin. So what I'm going to do is take a total distance, which was 513 kilometres, and a total cost, exactly €23, and tell you that it costs 0.0448 per litre. The reason I give it to that degree of precision is because it's more useful to think of the cost per 100 kilometres. To do that, just move the decimal point 2 places right. Therefore, the fuel cost for my Aixon 400 is an average of €4.48 per 100 kilometres. Not bad for a dinky little 2-cylinder diesel engine in a tiny car that was made when Acorn was a thing. Speaking of mental TLC, I saw this sign on an automatic rotating door of my local supermarket. It's a photo that I'll translate. To better receive the people who suffer from autistic troubles, each Tuesday between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, we will lower the intensity of the lights and the sound ambience in your supermarket U. It's a shame that it's only between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Tuesdays. I'd probably prefer it when it wasn't so bright and noisy. And you can read more on heyrick.au/blog.